First Lady unveils racing collaboration, $2 million in Fostering the Future scholarships. Washington, First Lady Melania Trump held her first public event in about 2 months at the White House on August 20th to announce $2 million in scholarships for foster youth, expanding her Fostering the Future initiative. The greatest achievement investment America can make is not in technology, infrastructure, or capital markets. It's our children, the First Lady said, while welcoming the audience to the newly redesigned Rose Garden. She noted the unique situation humanity faces following the advent of advanced technologies and artificial intelligence. The First Lady launched Fostering the Future in 2022 as an extension of her Be Best campaign with a focus on supporting orphans. Special attention is paid to those young adults aging out of the foster care system and preparing for higher education. Tomorrow's leaders are sitting in classrooms today, including those growing up in foster care. Their capability is no less remarkable, Trump said. Scholarships are chosen based on merit, providing opportunities for those limited by their financial circumstances. Our mission is simple yet transformational. Provide every young person from the foster care community the chance to earn a college education, launch a meaningful career, and achieve lasting financial independence, she said. The new investments, donated by IndyCar and Fox Sports, will fund scholarships at Indiana and Purdue universities, joining 24 other institutions nationwide connected with the initiative. Results are already pouring in from prior scholarship opportunities, with one recipient becoming the first in the program to become a doctor, according to the First Lady. Racing legend Roger Penske, founder and chairman of the Penske Corporation, thanked Trump for her foster youth advocacy, saying she sends a powerful message about our country that we are committed to education and fostering the next generation. Thinking about the young people that are here today, they're going to be the benefactors, have an education, build a career, and I might say many of them might be the leaders of our country and our business, Penske said. An IndyCar adorned with Be Best and Fostering the Future logo sat parked in the garden near the Presidential Walk of Fame. Doug Bowles, IndyCar and Indianapolis Motor Speedway president, spoke of the need to support foster youth. There are so many challenges that our foster kids face, especially at 18 when they become emancipated and are left without the infrastructure or the resources to immediately move into adulthood, he said. He likened the First Lady's initiative to a racing pit crew because the program provides the resources, support, and tools needed to succeed. Some of the sport's top stars were on hand to celebrate the announcement, including six-time IndyCar Series champion Scott Dixon, eight-time winner and champion of the 100th running of the Indianapolis 500, Alexander Rossi, IndyCar winner and second-generation racer Graham Rahal, and seven-time winner Scott McLaughlin. They brought a special gift for the First Lady, a red, white, and blue racing helmet adorned with Melania, along with Be Best and Fostering the Future references. IndyCar fans will see star drivers racing past the nation's historic monuments at nearly 200 miles per hour on August 22nd and August 23rd. They'll put on a massive and very fast spectacle to celebrate our country's 250th birthday, Bowles said. More than 140,000 people are expected to attend the festivities, with viewing points situated around the Capitol. Those unable to get one of the free tickets distributed by a lottery system can opt for rooftops or windows to get a unique perspective.